And Sports This Hour brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. It's your Monday, Julie and James. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Great weekend?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, awesome weekend. So let's get rolling today. Big game tonight. NCAA Basketball Championship. Women had their game last night. Mm-hmm. UCLA, victors in that. And tonight, number one, number two seeds battle for the national championship, Michigan and UConn.
Predictions?
Michigan, I guess.
Is if what they I would play
they've
like they
been the
did
best team the whole
Saturday
tournament.
Night, that was unreal. Every shot they put up virtually went in.
They've blown out every team they played this whole tournament. So
I mean, they kept going down the floor. Boom, three, boom, three, boom, three. I'm like, and I'm just, as a coach, you're going, these guys are launching from, you know, the logos. And I'm like, you can't defend that.
It's going to be the game that puts experience to the test because UConn been there three out of the last four times. Michigan is their first championship game in years, 20 years, 25 years.
Wow.
I know.
So
big game tonight, Michigan, UConn. Then we'll announce all our winners Wednesday, VIPs, First Northern Bank, March Mania. Do that Wednesday. Orion's on the far side of the moon. Hey.
Yeah, I was reading about that this morning. I was reading the bios about the astronauts.
Artemis is on the... You Artemis. Said Orion.
Oh, Artemis, yeah.
Yeah.
On the far side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lose communication for about 41 minutes.
They're only around the moon for, I think it's like 4 hours, and then they're on their way back.
Yeah, I know.
Only.
The true test of it's about the journey, not the destination.
I would, if I were them, I'd be going, can't we just land? Mm-hmm.
Are we there yet?
can we just land?
If
you can land,
me,
you'll be there for a while.
I would make a movie about being on the far side of the moon, losing communication, and one of the astronauts completely flips out.
Okay. Like a horror movie?
Yeah.
All right. There
you
go,
Julie.
Do
they have drugs to sedate? And, you know,
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be just be, that's good material.
I mean, one of them on Apollo 13 got sick.
Yeah.
Which would be, that's even scarier in my opinion. It's like, are we all going to get sick in here?
Well, that's true.
Ugh, I know.
Yeah.
I would love everything about that, being an astronaut, but I could possibly get sick.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be most afraid of what I just said.
Yeah.
What if one of you guys flips out?
Well, I mean, they know each other like the back of their hands.
Right.
Now, so it's
right.
Like,
of course, the woman spent, the wild card is the guy that's never been out there.
Yeah. But they were all pilots. They're all engineers and stuff.
Far side of the moon, 4 hours? What's happening?
I mean, if the weird one would have been, I mean, if Challenger had made it up there, they had just had a school teacher. That was, that would have been, I would have been worried about that, to be honest with you. But obviously that didn't happen, unfortunately. But yeah.
Cool stuff. We'll see. Watch it throughout the day today. Checking it out. Today, tip of the cap, Army Day to Army veterans and current. And current in.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Yes. It's California Poppy Day.
Oh.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
Pretty flowers.
All right. Drowsy Driver Awareness Day.
That would be me.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah. I tell
you're
everybody.
You're the drowsy driver?
I tell people all the time, there's nobody that can fall asleep behind the wheel better than me. Unfortunately.
That's scary,
not
James.
Good. Yeah.
Dang.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I'm the guy that has to pull over sometimes and be like, I got to do something.
Wow. That's what you need to do, though.
Yeah.
You got to pull over. Yeah.
If I'm driving for too long, I don't know. It's just like the monotony because you're just doing, I mean, you're looking at things, obviously,
I'll
but after
people.
A while, you're like,
right. I'll see people along the interstate, you know, when you're going somewhere and they're off to the side and you got their head laid back. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
I'd rather have you doing that.
I've done that multiple times.
Yeah. I've done that too. Yeah.
Pull over, sleep a couple minutes, and then get back on the road.
There you go. Hostess Twinkie Day.
Boy, I haven't had one of those in years. It's probably still with me.
It's been a while, but I did not have a good experience with a Hostess Twinkie. I was in a convenience store, and I don't know why I bought one.
And it tried to punch you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm driving down the road, mm-hmm. you know, and it's
tired.
Early in the morning. it was early morning. No, I wasn't falling asleep. It was early morning, and I'm looking at the road, and I open the Twinkie up, not really looking at the Twinkie.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We're just talking about getting sick.
And I open the Twinkie, take a bite. And as I take a bite, I'm chewing it. I'm like, wow, this really doesn't taste very good. And
dangerous game.
Then I wasn't looking at the Twinkie again. And I took another bite. I was like, whoa, what is this? I looked down.
So after the first time.
It's green.
No.
So after the first bite, you're like, I'll go back for another.
Yeah.
See if it's just
Maybe
me.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait, was it the gooey stuff was green?
Julie, I just didn't look at it too much. I wrapped
this
it back up.
A long show.
I was gonna say, man, if that thing's going bad, it's bad.
I know.
Yeah, can you imagine it being green?
Yeah,
it was probably one of the first 40 years. It was probably the first ones manufactured.
Yeah.
Hostess Twinkie Day. Jeez,
you can make some money off the wrapping paper.
So did you get
from 1930?
Sick?
No,
right?
I didn't. But I was curious. I'm like, what's this gonna do? I'm heading down to Casper for some meetings, and I was like, I hope I don't get sick. That'd be terrible.
And you didn't get sick.
No, I didn't get sick. Yeah. No.
And you kept it. You finished the whole thing off. You're like, oh, I didn't get sick.
Yeah, no.
Now I'm still hungry.
No, didn't finish it off. Yeah, almost finished me off.
Yeah.
Oh, this is way cool. I love reading stories like this. A 90-year-old man from Ohio set a new Guinness World Record holding a dead hang position. Dead hang is when you just grab the bar
and you're just hanging, full extension.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you're fully, arms are basically not locked, but you know you're in a dead hang. Okay,
yeah.
Self-explanatory.
Somebody didn't know, you know, and just being careful. 2 minutes 52 seconds.
90-year-old.
Surpassed the previous record by Annie Judas, who managed the feat at 81 years of age in 2024.
How long did she hang?
About a couple minutes. He did it 2 minutes and 52 seconds.
Almost
she did
three.
It. She did it. Anne Estrell. 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Dead hang. I got to try that.
You'll be stunned at how little amount
short
of time you're
time
up there.
That
yeah,
you,
yeah
kind of
I haven't tried
time.
That in a long time.
About, I know.
I get to about the 10 to 15 second mark. I'm like, all right, it's been 45 seconds, right? And then I'm off. It's off. I don't know how people do it. It's crazy.
That is.
It's muscles you don't really think about working very much either because you're not a lot of the time you're hanging.
You just think you're hanging.
Stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wyoming history, 1942 on the date book. Tim McCoy, he was a Western actor and a Wyoming native. He announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. His campaign would not be successful. He entered the Army for the second time after losing in the primary, 1942. 1892, the New York Times publishes a featured headline, "Out for Wholesale Lynchings, Wyoming Cattlemen on a Campaign Against Thieves." That was the title, New York Times, 1892.
Huh, interesting.
And what became known as the Johnson County
War
on this date. And one more here. 1909, Spring Creek Raid marks the last open attack in a long-running range war in Wyoming and concludes the era of private warfare in the state. 1909.
So that went on for a while.
Yeah. 20th century.
Yeah. Wow. Long time. If you got a chance to read, there's some books, can't think of the titles off the top of my head, on the Johnson County War.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Great history
in
our area. All right, trivia today. Ready for some trivia? Here's something you didn't know, though. Extinct penguin species. Fossils. They found a bunch of them, grouped together. They were taller than people.
Wow.
Penguins. I mean, the
emperor penguins?
Yeah, emperor penguins are bigger than you think.
Can you even imagine getting placed on, you know, you see those islands that they're at, and there's like a billion of them. Can you imagine they're all your height?
Yeah, penguins that'd be daunting.
Emperor penguins are South Pole or North Pole? Because I know they're only at one pole, and I can't remember which one. I think it's the South Pole.
You should Google that and find out, James.
I can't remember.
Well, while we're doing this. Hey, here's a cool radio trivia question for you. You ready? What percentage of Gen Z say they do this every single day?
Exclusively in Antarctica. Sorry. Emperor penguins.
Okay.
Gen Z do exclusively
Gen Z
do this?
Gen Z say they do this every single day. What percentage of them do they? What do they
this
do?
This is a two-parter?
Listen,
what percentage?
Listen to the radio.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What percent?
I don't know.
78%.
Wow.
Radio's alive and well, baby. We're still cool. We just need to confirm it a little bit more, right? Here's a history question for you. What year did all Ivy League schools finally begin accepting women?
What year?
Yeah.
1954. I was going to say.
You'd think early on. 1977.
I was going to say later. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know in 1976, my mom still had to have her dad co-sign a loan.
And bank account.
A business loan.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that was 50 years ago, and
that's like I was
which
a
is
kid.
Nothing compared to, yeah.
Wow. This sport, first book of rules, was published. What sport?
What year does it say?
Yep. This sport's first book of rules was published.
Lacrosse.
In 1744.
1744?
Yes.
Lacrosse.
I would have said it's
my
not,
guess
that's
is lacrosse.
Too, that's too early for soccer.
Really, Julie? What's your guess, Julie?
Lacrosse.
I would have said something like tennis, but that's
Julie's
probably,
pretty
that's
certain on lacrosse.
It's too. It's way too early for lacrosse.
No, lacrosse is one of the oldest sports.
Boxing? Maybe boxing.
Golf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scotland.
It was a booklet.
Yeah.
Of golf. Golf questions.
British Open, where they do it still. They still play in the same place they've been playing for 300 years.
Baseball question. What National League baseball team named the Big Red Machine 1975?
Reds. Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati Reds.
I'll defer to James.
Pete Rose.
Yes. So, I did a little trivia with myself on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a big Cincinnati Reds fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I successfully got the starting lineup.
Wow.
I couldn't do that.
Johnny Bench was center.
Bench, or Tony, no, catcher.
Catcher, excuse me.
Johnny Bench at center would be weird.
Johnny Bench
for Cincinnati
catcher.
Or something?
Tony Perez was at first base.
Yeah.
Joe Morgan, second.
Yeah, Joe Morgan.
Dave Concepcion
was
shortstop.
Shortstop.
Pete Rose was third base.
Mm-hmm.
George Foster was left field.
James, you know all these.
No.
Oh, but you're saying, oh, yeah.
Caesar Geronimo.
I know the names.
Was
I
center field.
I wouldn't have been able to name all these guys.
And Ken Griffey was right field.
Yeah, old Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey
was
senior.
I was a huge, huge Cincinnati Reds fan.
I know some.
The Red Machine, man.
I know Johnny Bench, Tony Perez, Joe Morgan, obviously famous. But I know a couple older or like newer age Reds than I do. Like Barry Larkin was somebody I would have named, but obviously he was later. And then Eric Davis was in the 90s. He's a center fielder as well.
I read Pete Rose's book. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you read it, James?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's Monday, and if you're having a bad day, here's some things that you can boost your mood. Take 5 deep breaths. Step outside. Play your favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
Send a text to a friend. Give someone a compliment. Watch a funny video. Write down 3 things you're grateful for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work for a Monday. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Like, I don't want to do all this.
This is a boost mood. You're boosting your mood here, Julie. Smile. Play with your pets.
That's a good idea. Tell somebody to smile.
Right.
Oh, man. Please don't. Hey, smile.
Yeah. Why do you smile more?
Are you having a good day? You're not smiling.
Yeah. I mean,
please
get out of my face.
Do that. Let's scribble that one
Let's
off.
Let's scribble the smile off. Play something. Plan something fun. Enjoy a treat. Hey.
A Twinkie.
Yeah. Go get a Twinkie. Check it first before you take
check
a bite.
Check it first. Yes. Please check your Twinkie before eating it. Dance to a song.
Okay.
Sure.
And hug someone for 10 seconds.
That's a good one.
That's a long hug.
That's an uncomfortable hug.
There's a
make sure you know that person.
Maybe say it first. Hey, this could be 10 seconds.
Just don't randomly do that, okay?
Ask first and then tell them it's going to be 10 seconds long and see if they hold
you
on.
You might get tased or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell them to smile and then hug them for 10 seconds. See what happens.
1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, 1,006, 1,007, 1,008, 1,009,
1,010.
Wow.
I'm pushing you off.
Whoa.
Let go. Hey, how about you smile a little bit more? That'll be a fun 15 seconds right there.
Wow. Okay, how about just hug someone?
Yeah, there you go.
For, you know.
Briefly. It'll pass.
Okay. Yeah. Until it feels like I need to let go.
Okay. You're listening to KROE Show.